Using our shop fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you?
I'm sorry, what was your name?
My name's Phil.
Oh, well, so is mine. So my name is Phil Burley. Yeah, I recently received a postcard from you guys. I guess they have been putting in lines in the neighborhood I live in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm interested in asking a few questions and possibly signing up.
I'd be happy to help get you with answering those questions and looking to see if when we'd be available in your area.
Okay.
So what kind of questions you got for me?
Well, I guess, it talks about this two-year $69.99 thing where you, I guess, as long as you do the billing, paperless billing. And then so it mentions free installation, and they mention equipment and free Wi-Fi included. So when they say equipment, are they talking about a modem that goes on the end or something like that? Or?
So, yes, the equipment we provide here at Archtop Fiber is your modem and router. So that's an ONT gateway, because we do have a full fiber optic network. That ONT essentially converts the fiber optic signal from light into a digital signal, which can be then transmitted to our routers, which then provide that whole home Wi-Fi.
Well, what if I have my own router?
You'd be able to simply connect to our ONT gateway, and then that way you'll be able to use your own router without having to change any of your network settings.
Okay. Is your router, you think, better than mine? I mean, I don't know how to rate them, I'm pretty satisfied with the one I have, but that doesn't cost me.
No, and I understand. And actually, our equipment doesn't have any cost as well. All the cost of all of the equipment and your taxes and fees is included in the price we quote you.
Okay. So basically right now I'm pretty much streaming in the house. So I've got some Rokus, and so that's all hooked to my router or whatever, or streamed to the router.
Mm-hmm.
So it's through the Wi-Fi. So I guess there's nothing unusual about it. Just comes into the house and it goes into a modem, and then I can use your router or my router. Correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And so nothing else would change in my house otherwise. I mean, I've got a booster for my cell phones in the house, which also hooks to my router. So I assume there wouldn't be anything different in that respect.
No, that is accurate. So yeah, if you would like to use the equipment you have in your home aside from your modem that you currently have, that is completely understandable. If you would like to use those, we do recommend ours due to troubleshooting issues that may arise, such as like if something goes down, if you're on your own equipment, we cannot troubleshoot those pieces of equipment or that network because we don't have access to it.
So when the router that's offered or that you give free with the setup mine's got two bands on it.
So ours actually provides three bands. We're not only at the 2.4 and 5 gigahertz bandwidth, we also function on the 6 gigahertz bandwidth. So some devices that can actually handle those higher like Wi-Fi 6 capabilities, they are fully supported on our router.
Right now I live in a split level house and maybe 2,300 square feet. The router that you guys have would cover that. I mean, you got at least four people in the house on a regular basis using internet or whatever. So
on a house that size, we typically recommend anywhere between two and three additional extenders just because of the size of the house. If you have any kind of like fall off of your internet, you can see dips in service. While our routers can handle about 150, 200 feet in any one direction from the origin point, sometimes you'll see a little. This is typical for most, routers. So when you get to that outer edge, you start seeing that dip off of Wi-Fi service, and you're like, well, I have to get closer to the router to get better service.
Currently, I have really not aware of any issues.
Okay.
With the one that I have, and which I've had for 4 or 5 years now, maybe 4 years, I don't know. So I'd start off, if I needed extenders, it's possible. Is that an extra cost?
Yes, the extenders are an additional cost. They come at a cost of $7.99 a month per router.
Okay. All right. So I just start off with the regular and see how that goes.
Exactly. And if you feel like your service in certain areas is petering off, you can find the locations and depend on where they are. You can say, well, I think I might only need one additional router, or I might need two. And it depends on use case.
Okay.
So it's subjective at that point.
Is in the long run, are you paying with the, what do you call them, baud rate? Is that the MPPS or MBPS, the speed? Is that, when you talk about that, I understand from reading the thing here that, you know, could depend a little bit on, you know, how much of that speed you get.
So, yes, depending, so when we offer what we offer, for our services, for the 1 gig internet service, we offer up to 1,000 megabits per second. Sometimes it's over, sometimes it's under. It depends on the congestion of the network and how far away you are from the external route, like the external link to the street.
Okay.
It's essentially, it's like the length of fiber optic cabling that goes from your home to wherever it connects at the street, and that's how it determines general speed.
Yeah, that's fine. So basically, you know, they've run it through the neighborhood. So, mm-hmm. I guess I also, the whole neighborhood already has all the electric, everything's under the ground here.
Mm-hmm.
So they've run the orange tubing through the neighborhood and I guess they end up in this tubing, put the fiber optic cable. I mean, I take walks around and look and see it's hollow at the moment. So, where it pokes up, so they figure a way to run that. They run some kind of other cable from these access points they've created up to my house, I guess. And
that is correct. So what we do is we micro trench for most of our cablings. That way that we're below ground, we don't typically go
right
up the poles. In a lot of areas, we have to have permits to do that. And in the areas we do, we're still waiting on those permissions to come.
There's no poles in the neighborhood. So
everything's underground, so you don't have to worry about that.
Everything's under the ground. So part of my issue is where the years ago when they built all this,
mm-hmm.
was before my time, they've since most of those cables and electric seem to run under my driveway. However, the fiber optic line they ran, you know, bypasses or goes past where that is and then up the street and crosses the street at the end of my property. So I suppose they would possibly run a line from there up to the house or something like that.
So at the time of your connection, our technicians usually do help determine the best location for that fiber optic cable, which we call a drop, to go from your home to the street so that they know where they need to connect it and how to connect it.
So that's the installation and that's free?
That is free, correct.
So, and you get 2 years of this before they consider different rates.
So right now, we don't have an idea of what the market share value is of our fiber optic lines. So we're stating a 2-year price guarantee. It's simply because we don't know what the differential is going to be in the next 2 years.
Right. Okay. So then you're talking about a paperless billing type thing. So you'd want my bank information and to withdraw that. And do I get to choose the timing of a month for that? Or
so the withdrawal usually, so what happens is we do run a small soft credit check to see if a minimum deposit is paid. If you are not required to pay that deposit, you put no money forward for your service until the day of your installation.
Okay.
And then at that point, you can select which day you want it to be installed. And what that becomes is that becomes your bill date.
Oh, okay.
So if you have a specific day of the month, you want to have your...
Well, in general, you separate it from, say, the mortgage, things like that. So it's not, you know, just spreading it out. That's
no,
all.
And I understand that. I understand that. It's, I'm in a home myself, so I understand needing to separate between, you know, paying for the house and then paying for the other bills.
So I imagine if I were to sign up with you today, which I'm probably going to do here, my guess is it's not like happening next week. I'm just looking out there and seeing, I guess the deadline on the card that was sent around says the 15th is the end of this offer is the 15th.
They send those, they make new ones and they send new ones out like every 3 to 4 weeks. So the,
would you be giving me a rough estimate when they might be doing this type of work?
What's your address, Phil?
So my address is 15 Brook Road, and that's Saugerties, New York. I can give you a zip.
12477?
Yes, that's correct.
And you said you are on what street again? You're on Brook?
Brook, B-R-O-O-K.
There we are. All righty. Looks like we're going to be available on that in that area on 10/21, so October 21st.
All right.
So we can definitely get you signed up for service today. You depend, like I said, depending on if running a soft credit check to see if that minimum deposit is paid. It's like you do that with almost every major place these days. It's just like, hey, do you owe us money before you even start? And they're just like, we need to run a soft credit check. And most people are like, well, I don't think I want to do that. But we can definitely see where we go and see if that minimum deposit is required. And we can definitely get you signed up for service if you'd like to do that today.
And when you talk about a deposit, what are you talking about?
So that is a $50 deposit that pretty much is just a guarantee stating, going, hey, we're good to go. We're going to be able to get this in. And as when you terminate service with us, if you do get installed, we do refund that $50. So essentially it's us taking a bet with you to see whether or not we're going.
If I'm with you for 10 years, you're holding that $50 for 10 years.
Theoretically
throwing that out there as an idea. Okay.
Yes.
So I understand everything. So.
Yeah, no, that is accurate. And is this for home or business?
It's for home.
All right. Fantastic. All right. And were you looking at just the 1 gig internet? We also have a 2 gig option, which is if you have a lot more devices connected. So say you have, for our 1 gig connection, usually it's like 2 to 3 TVs that, you know, you're saying you have Roku devices, so that's understandable. But if you have anything like 5 or more, I would recommend a little bit higher speed.
No, they're not running all at once, but I've got them hooked up all around the house.
Okay.
Usually there's basically my kids don't watch TV. It's my wife and I may move around from my bedroom to the office to the, you know, my office in the house.
No, that's understandable. Yeah. So probably the 1 gig.
I'm guessing. So when you talk, does 2 gigs cost more?
Yes, the 2 gig internet is actually $20 more a month than the 1 gig.
Let me ask you, if I felt like I needed this after trying the 1 gig, is there a difficulty in upgrading?
No, there's no difficulty in upgrading at all. You can actually just give us a call and we'd be happy to get you upgraded in service.
So I'd try the 1, see that. I mean, currently, I guess I'm Spectrum right now, and I thought I was, you know, so right now I'm not sure how many gigs, so I'm not sure. I had the impression that I had was getting a decent amount, but anyhow, I guess I'd like to see if
you want to see how it goes before you take a plunge.
I'll probably overlap these for a month and just see what happens here a little bit.
No, then that's understandable. So we'll go with the 1 gig, and you said right now we'll try it without the Wi-Fi extenders just to see how everything goes, just to see if it's comparable. Do you need any kind of home phone services?
No.
No, all right.
I hear you.
Most people have all as well. So
comes too much.
All right. And for your home, do you own or rent your property?
I pay a mortgage. Yeah.
Fantastic. And you said you get your utilities underground. And is your billing address different from your service address?
No.
All right. So I have it for my records. Can you spell your name out for me?
So it's Philip with one L, Philip.
I know how to spell that because that's actually how I spell mine. We have the good French, we have the good Greek spelling, not the English spelling.
My father insisted upon one L, I was told. So.
And how do you spell your last
and
name?
Then Burley, Burley. I sign with a middle initial B for Bruce. It's my father's name.
Our names are so eerily similar.
So.
My middle initial is also a B, but it's for Bryce.
Oh, okay. Very good.
All right. What's a good email address for you, Phil?
So email would be Phil, so Phil, Burley, Burley, 01 at gmail.com.
And the phone number you're contacting me on, this 845-501-3637, is that a good contact number?
Yeah, what I say? Yeah, 845-401-3637.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Yep. All righty. And we have a couple of options of how we can contact you. Do you want phone, email, or text?
Well, phone or text, emails, yes.
No worries. So I do
I
have a
suppose
couple.
you're billing me or sending me information on my email, like you're probably sending the bill or the
So
or
yes,
that.
if you're doing if you
But
do paperless billing, you do get a digital copy which does go to your email address, but it also goes to your account portal. So you don't need
it's best to
for contacts
probably
for
text me or phone. I'm doesn't matter to me that much.
All right, I do have a couple of our disclaimers for our communication options. Here at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like installation appointments, updates about their order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. Let me assure you, we're only going to use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize us to do so. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply, and with phones, you agree to receive phone calls which may or may not be automated or pre-recorded from Archtop Fiber, its agents, or vendors at the phone number you provided with me today. You may revoke this consent at any time, and consent is not a condition of purchase. Is this all okay with you?
Yes, that's fine.
Fantastic. So we're looking at a 1 gig home fiber internet's going in on or after 10/21, so that's the second to last week of October.
Sure.
If memory serves, because
Right, yeah.
the 25th is a Saturday, so that should be that following Monday. We'll probably be giving you a call to get you scheduled up for that installation appointment, so don't worry about that.
Okay.
No Wi-Fi extenders, no phone service needed. We're going in at 15 Brook Road in Saugerties, New York, 12477. You do own your home. You get your utilities underground, and your billing address is not different from your service address. As I mentioned before, as part of the process, we do need to run a soft credit check to see if that minimum deposit is required. It's not going to affect your credit score. We're just gathering a few bits of information to determine you are who you say you are and see if that minimum deposit is required. You can opt out or bypass this at any time, but doing so will require us to charge you for that minimum deposit, which is only $50. So let me grab a couple bits of information, if that's okay with you, just to make sure
Sure.
we get all this in correctly. All right, I'm making sure I'm spelling that all. Sorry, I have phones going off every which way today, apparently.
That's all right.
So that's going to New York. And let me copy this phone number one more time. And whenever you are ready, Phil, go ahead with that social.
Oh, so what am I telling you
Yes,
or
I,
punching
yes. So you'll be able to tell me our lines are secured, so you don't have to worry about any of this
in? Okay.
information getting
It won't be
out.
used for anything else.
Nope.
No. Okay. So it's 080. 4-8-1-5-5-3.
Thank you very much for that, Phil. Give me one moment while that processes. And congratulations, you're a perfect match for us. It looks like we're not going to be charging you a dime until we get you
well,
set up for installation.
Sounds good to me.
All righty. And would you like to enroll in that auto pay and paperless billing today?
Oh, one second. My wife's talking to me. Dog's outside. Okay. All right. Thanks. Yep, bye. All right. I'm back. Sorry.
So, as I stated, would you like to enroll in that auto pay and paperless billing today? What you can do is, because you have about a month and a half now before you can do it, we can not sign you up for the auto pay if you don't want to provide your banking details with me today. You can always go through with your online account portal and do it that way if you'd like to set up those automatic payments on your own time. We can at least get you in with for paperless billing, so that's one step less you don't have to do.
So, it's not as good a deal without that. I'm saving, what, $10 or something?
$10, yeah. So the price is $69.99 with the discount, with auto pay and with the ACH auto payment and paperless billing.
I mean, nothing's happening until it gets installed anyway, right? So
correct.
So, yeah, we might as well take care of this.
Okay. All right. Whenever you're ready, go ahead with your bank's routing number.
My bank's routing number is 2219-76243.
Coming up as a Mid Hudson Valley FCU.
Yes.
Fantastic. Correct. What's the account name or account number?
The account name is. What are you looking for? The account number.
The account number first. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's for the checking account. It's 2001.
And I take it Philip Burley is the name on the account?
Yes, Philip B. Burley.
There we go. And you said it's a checking. And do you authorize us here at Archtop Fiber to make ACH direct debit payments from this account?
Yes.
Fantastic. Would you like, as an option, you can add a nickname. It does provide an extra layer of security in case we need to use it for any reasons for verifying your account. Also, it's an easy way for you to recognize which account's being used.
When you say a nickname, what a...
Anything you want. Well, you can nickname it whatever you want. It is an option. You don't have to give it a nickname if you don't want to.
All right. Well, name it after the cat. Benny, B-E-N-N-Y.
It's actually the name of my oldest son. So, well, it's his nickname. And would you like to make this your primary payment method?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know what else. Yeah.
All righty. So, given that saved, and we're going to go through. Give us one moment while it's generating a token. Fantastic. Now, before we continue on, we're almost to the point where we're done with everything. I just have to give you the legalese about all of this.
Okay.
So, at the time of your initial connection, a technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street, prior to the day of installation. Don't worry, you don't need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We'll then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you do have a current provider, which you specified you have Spectrum, we ask that you maintain consistent connection until your service is installed before canceling with them. Since you're wanting to see, apples to apples, at your leisure, the ONT gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to us here at Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber does reserve the right to charge for any unreturned equipment and can result in an up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit us on our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill. You won't have to worry about that since you're doing the auto payments by setting up your online account. You're automatically enrolled in this Archtop Fiber online account by using the email address you provided with me today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
guess just one question. One is, if I have to ever terminate service with you, how is there a procedure to stop payments from coming out of my bank and that kind of thing?
So as soon as you say, hey, I want to cancel, you give us a call. We put in the cancellation order. You tell us the date you want to cancel, and we can actually stop all recurring charges so that you're not charged for any for anything going forward.
So it doesn't require me writing letters or anything. It's just talking.
It's just chatting like we are right now, Phil.
Okay.
All right. Alrighty. So you said you got one of the flyers. That's one of our direct mail options. That's fantastic. Yeah. Is there anything our installer should be aware about on your property, such as buried wires, septic tanks, large wells, anything of that sort?
Well, my guess is, they're all the lines for electric, water, cable, current cable, probably a telephone line from whenever, are running under the ground currently. So blacktop driveways I imagine all those wires are under that driveway. It's the only logical way it goes. So I see that it's possible, I think, to come up a different direction.
Typically, you guys are
the experts on that.
Yeah, typically we do like to follow the power lines. If it is underneath your driveway, what we'll more than likely do is we'll actually run alongside of it in like the little grass area. But we'll, like I said, we'll help coordinate for that to be buried. And we actually take care of any kind of fixing of the ground in that area, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, well, my view on that, and you guys are the experts, of course. I see that as a little bit of an issue because of the length of the driveway and a retaining wall that has come down. So on the edge of that, so I see that as a challenge. So anyhow, we can end up talking to the people.
Exactly. Yeah. At that point, you'd want to discuss with the service technicians that come out there to do the installation, and they'll help determine the best way to do it. So.
Yeah, my guess is there's another way that would work fine.
Yeah, more than
likely. You guys know their stuff. So.
Alrighty. So, do you have any comments, questions, or concerns about today's conversation? Pretty much going over everything we went over today.
No, at the moment I don't. If I had another question, I just call back this number, right?
Correct. That's the exact number. You'd either reach myself or one of my other agents that are here during the regular week. If it's after 7 p.m., before 8:30 a.m., Monday through Friday, you'd reach our off-time hours, or if it's over the weekend, you'd definitely reach one of them. All right, so we are good to go. You should be receiving at that email address you provided with me two emails. First one's going to be an order confirmation. That's pretty much going to be saying, hey, thanks for ordering with us here at Archtop Fiber. We're not charging you a penny, but here's your order number. And you'll be able to go from there. The second email you're going to receive is going to be an invitation to enroll in your online account. It's going to have a hyperlink on it to sign in for the first time. On some of them, it has a temporary password. On some of them, it doesn't. We don't know why it's supposed to. It's something that's in the back end that we've been working on.
Okay.
So, but if you do have any issues logging into your account, you can always just give us a call, and we'd be happy to set you up with a temporary password so you're able to log in for the first time.
Okay.
All right. But other than that, you're good to go, Phil.
All right. Phil, I appreciate your time.
You're quite welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, I don't think so.
All right, fantastic. Thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber. Welcome to the family, and we'll be giving you a call on the 21st of October to get you set up for your installation.
All right. Great. Thank you, Phil.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye now.